All right, take your holy book. Isaiah chapter number 6. Isaiah chapter number 6 and verse number 1. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, which each one had 6 wings. With twain He covered His face, and with twain He covered His feet, and with twain He did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the serpents unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. I want to preach a few minutes tonight, if God will help us, on this thought. Our insignificance. As we look at this and we see Isaiah, and he's writing, he says, the year that King Uzziah died. Amen. And he said, I died. He said, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. So we see what happens here. We see the sight of Isaiah, and we see that he saw the Lord. I'll tell you, friends, if you ever truly see the Lord, he'll change you forever. Amen. You can't be the same as you used to be when you have saw the Lord, praise God. Isaiah's life was changed, praise God, when he saw the Lord. He saw the vision of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He saw the vision of the Lord of hosts. Praise His name. You say, hey, you know, look over at John chapter number 12. Let me just show you real quickly. In John chapter number 12, he says this in verse 37. He says, verse 37, but though he had done so many miracles for them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Amen. So we see Isaiah, he sees the glory of God, and it changed him forever. All the things that he had ever known. See, the throne of Judah had been changed. King Uzziah died, and the king was changed on the throne. But Isaiah realized something right here at this moment, that even though Uzziah had died and the throne had swapped out in Judah, praise God, that the God of glory was still on the throne. He was still there where he had always been. He was still there in power and his might. Amen. That the good God of heaven, that he didn't change. Even though Uzziah had died, that the world, the world and the country had looked up to this king, better kings. But then when he's gone, they looked up, and the Bible said Isaiah saw the good God of glory high and lifted up. Amen. Praise God. When you start seeing that, God makes a difference in your life. Amen. When you see him sitting on his throne. Amen. Praise God. He's not only sitting on his throne, but he's still in perfect control of every situation. Amen. He hasn't lost or relinquished any of his power. We must remember that tonight as we look at the Word of God, that the God of the Word is always the same yesterday and when? Forever. Amen? So anything that God could have done in the past, God can still do now in the present, and He can still do it in the future. We just have to have the faith to believe. The Lord said to His disciples, and He's talking about the miracles He's done. He said, if you believe, praise God, He said, you can do greater miracles than these. Amen. We can still see miracles done in the day and hour we live if we believe the Lord God of heaven. Praise God. When we go to worship Him, we ought to worship Him. Our focus ought to be on worshiping God. We ought to be looking unto His holiness. Amen. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And we ought to magnify His holiness, praise the Lord, as we pray. You know, Bibles, they ask Him for an example of prayer. He said, when you pray, say this, hallowed be thy name. In other words, He said, we need to make God holy first. If we make God holy, if we acknowledge how holy He is, praise God, then we can enter into the portals of glory and He'll hear and answer our prayers. But we have to recognize His holiness, praise God. Focus on God's holiness. Focus on God's sovereignty. Amen? How God doesn't change, praise God. He's the same yesterday and forever. He's always able to do all things that's needed. Amen? There's nothing that's too hard for Him. He's capable of doing all things for all men. All men, women, boys and girls. Amen? Talking about these tests they've got, these end of grade tests, and they got tomorrow and Friday. Amen? Hey, listen, I tell you what, if I was you, I'd be asking the Lord to help me. Amen? Believing and knowing that He will. He'll help you with those. I've asked Him many, many times. In my own slothfulness, praise God, I haven't studied like I should. And I got there and said, Lord, I've been slothful. Lord, I need You to help me. And He helped me, praise the Lord. I know it was Him because I didn't have the capability. But praise God, I'm glad He is. You say, well, you mean just put it off on God? No. We need to do our part. But I'm just saying that God can and will do His part. If we trust in Him. Trust in His sovereignty. He is God. Amen. And when we believe in His holiness, we believe in His sovereignty, praise God, then we can see His glory. We know tonight who He is. We know what He's able to do. We know the power that He has. We know that He doesn't relinquish any of His power. But people say, well, you know, God just isn't as powerful as He used to be. That's hogwash. God is still the God of glory, praise God. He's still enthroned, praise God, and nobody can dethrone Him. Hey, you say, why? The devil's tried. Amen. But he's not had any luck doing it, praise God, because he's still on the throne, praise God, even tonight. And when things of the earth are discouraging, amen, when they get really discouraging, praise God, we just got to realize, praise God, we got to quit looking at things from a worldly view, and we got to look at the things from a heavenly view, amen. When things get real discouraging here, praise God, and we don't understand and we get distraught within ourselves, we need to quit looking at it like the world does and look at it as how God sees it. Amen. Hold on to this stuff. It isn't really much when you think about it from God's perspective. Amen. You think about this world that we live in. This little old planet Earth is just a speck of dust in the galaxy. Just a little speck of dust. And if the earth is just a little speck of dust, then what are you and I? Amen. In the masses, the mass of this galaxy that we live in. But God loves us, praise God, and He's there for us. And Isaiah said, he said, listen, when I saw God and I saw His magnificence, he said, I started looking at things from a different perspective. I started having it from a heavenly viewpoint. I started seeing things in a different aspect. Amen. He said he looked up and saw. So we see his side, what he saw, and then we see his inside. He saw himself. Amen. You get to look at God and His goodness and His magnificent mercy, and you start seeing, who did he see? He saw the Lord. Amen. When you see yourself and you see the Lord and you start realizing, Now he had pronounced many, many woes on a whole lot of different people. Amen. I mean, up this point, he had pronounced a whole lot of woes on the nation of Israel, Judah. Amen. All the woes that he prepared, praise God. But then he realized and he says this, he says, woe is me. Amen. He saw himself compared to God. In other words, he admitted that he was a sinner. Amen. That he wasn't no better, praise God, than anybody else. That he was just an old sinner, praise God. And he confessed his sin. Amen. Isaiah, praise God, our insignificance, we can do nothing, but God can do all things. And He'll forgive us our sin if we'll confess our sins. The Bible says He's faithful just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we put our faith and trust in Him. But he cried out, praise God, when he saw God, saw himself, he said, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone. because I am a man of unclean lips and dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Amen. God Almighty, He saw Himself. He saw God. He saw the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts, praise God. When He saw the Lord of hosts, He saw Himself. Amen. And He realized. See, it takes a... Let me just say this. Men are never truly touched. Praise God, because they're convicted of our own sinfulness. Amen. When we're convicted of our own sin, when we're convicted of our own insignificance, when we're really not that great big as we think we are, but we're like just like that little speck of dust in the universe, we're pretty insignificant. Amen. We try to make ourselves a whole lot bigger than we are, but we're insignificant, praise God, when it comes to all the other things of the universe, the things that the Lord is taking care of, the things that could... Hey, listen, we worry and fret over a little bit of stuff that we're responsible for. What if we were God? Amen? I'm glad I'm not. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, it's a 24/7. 365, God Almighty is on top of it. He's still on the throne. Isaiah looked and he saw Uzziah. He's gone. Praise God. He had ruled, he had reigned, but he's gone. But God, good God of heaven, He's still enthroned, He's still in power, He's still sovereign, and He still deserves glory. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. That sounds like a good God to me. So he offers Him, praise God, forgiveness. Then flew one of the servants unto him, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from off the altar. Amen. So we have a vision. We have a confession. Amen. Say, laid on my lips and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips. Thine iniquity is taken away and thy sin is purged. So God said, hey, listen, God Almighty has the power and anointing. He has, praise God, taken the power off of the altar. Praise God, it's touched your lips. He's forgiven your iniquity. He's healed you from your sin. That's what God does. In our insignificance, we can't do that for ourselves. But there's a God of heaven who's able and willing, praise God, to do that for us today. When we put our trust in Him, when we begin to see Him, when we begin to acknowledge Him, when we get to realize, pray, through that conviction of, praise God, that God begins to realize, we begin to realize the insignificance that we really are. Until we realize that, we don't know. But then we realize in our insignificance, we come to realize how insignificant we really are. Then we do that, praise God. And we can't do that till we begin to compare ourselves with His majesty. When we compare ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and the good God of heaven, our Heavenly Father, when we realize, praise God, how insignificant we are when we truly compare ourselves. But it takes Holy Ghost conviction to get us to realize our own sinfulness. See, just being old sinners, praise God, it makes us insignificant compared to God. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who was holy, who was righteous, who was perfect in every way. Amen? And we see that, praise God, when it takes us coming under conviction to realize who God is. It takes you and I getting under conviction before the power of God can overshadow us and show us how insignificant we are and how God wants to make us significant in His eyes. Amen? When we get to realizing that, it makes all the difference in the world. Till they contrast, praise God, themselves with the majesty of God, we'll never know that feeling. We'll never have that apprehension. Amen. Just like all the others in the Word of God never really realized, praise God, who they were. You remember old Job over there? Job, all through the book of Job, he's trying to deal with his friends. Well, if you got friends like he had, I'd hate to have enemies, wouldn't you? Amen. They come to condemn him and tell him how wicked, how sorry a sinner how was, and how he had sinned against God and all these other things. Amen. Wrongly accusing him. And then even if he was, praise God, it was still wrong to accuse him. He would have been praying for him and God to help him. But old Job's friends is there. And he goes all the way through the book of Job and he gets to Job chapter 42, very last chapter. Amen. And he gets that very last chapter and this is what Job realized. He says this in verse number 5 of Job chapter 42. See, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. Amen. He said, I've heard of you, Lord. He said, by the hearing of the ear. He said, but now mine eyes see a thing. Now that's a present time. Then he said, say, Lord, I saw you. He said, I see you. Amen. There's a difference in sawing something and seeing something. Job said, hey, listen, I heard about you from the hearing of the ear. He said, but now I see you. Listen to what he says. He said, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. See, Job says, you know what? He said, before I didn't see it. When Job began to realize how sorry and no account he really was. Amen. When he began to see the Lord. And he began to hear the word. He began to not only hear it, but he began to see it. He began to see the truth. The truth was magnified to him. He saw it. Amen. And it made him abhor himself. It made him condemn himself. Self-condemnation, praise God, come upon him. And he said, I repented in dust and ashes. Praise God. See, that's what happens when man is convicted. When man comes under conviction, we begin to see ourselves in the image of our the majesty of the Lord. Praise God. And His magnificent goodness. And then you have Daniel. Daniel chapter number 10. Daniel chapter number 10 and verse 16. And he says, and behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I've retained no strength. Amen. He said, because I see you. Praise God. He said, the vision is there, so I see it, and I don't have any strength. I realize my iniquity. I realize my infirmity. I realize my strength is gone. Amen. We may think that we have strength. We may think that we have all the power that we need. But praise God, but when we see God Almighty, and He's magnificent, we realize that we are really insignificant compared to Him. Verse 7, he said, for how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remained no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Amen. He said, listen, said, I realize my insignificance. He said, I realize I was standing before the good God of glory. He said, I couldn't say a thing. I couldn't defend myself. I couldn't say anything good about myself. All my strength was gone. A feeling of infirmity, my weakness and lack of strength that overshadowed me because of the magnificence of the God of glory. When we see that, amen. All through the Word of God, we see men, praise God, didn't realize the power of God till they realized their own insignificance. When we realize our own insignificance, then we'll realize the power of God. And our significance begins to begin to be real in our life because we're significant in the eyes of God. Amen? Because God wants to use us. If you look over in Isaiah, the Lord calls for somebody to go, and Isaiah said, Lord, here I am, send me. Amen. Praise God. So we see Job, we see Daniel, but what about Peter? What about Peter? Peter was, he was always raring to go, right? But you remember over in Luke chapter number 5, the Lord is there, and he borrows Peter's boat for a minute to preach out of the Sea of Galilee. So it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, now watch this, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. That means you're going to get a net full, boy. Amen. And Peter says this. Listen to what he says. And Peter answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships. Now watch this, so that they began to sink. Amen. Praise God. Amen. When they began to realize how the good God of heaven, they began to realize who was in the boat with them. When we realize who's in the boat with them, when we see the man in the boat, praise God, it'll make a difference in our life. We'll realize our own insignificance and the significance of the man in the boat with us. Listen to what Peter says. When Simon Peter saw you, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Amen. When he recognized his own sinfulness, when he recognized his own insignificance, praise God, and he looked and he saw Jesus and saw his significance, saw his magnificence, saw his glory and his sovereignty and his goodness and his mercy, praise God, he realized that he wasn't much, but Jesus was everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "For he was astonished and all that were with him at the draw to the fishes which they had taken. And so also was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." Amen? Praise God. He realized his own insignificance. And then Jesus said, "Hey, listen, because you realize it, your insignificance and my significance," praise God, he said, "I'm going to make you fishers of men." Amen? He said, "This little old draw to fish is nothing. Praise God. I'm going to send you out in the world to be catchers of men." Glory be to God. What about that? When we realize our insignificance, we realize that we're not much, but God is everything. Amen. We put our faith and trust in Him because He is the magnitude of our faith. He is that very capsule, praise God, in which we encapsulate our faith. Praise His name. And then not only John, not only Peter, but remember John the Beloved. John the Beloved, the one that laid his head on the Lord's breast, one that said the one who the Bible says that Jesus loved. We see him over in Revelation chapter number 1. Remember John the Revelator in John chapter number 1. He says this in verse 17, and John says this. He said, "When I saw him," talking about Jesus, "he said, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand," that hand of power. "He said, he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, for I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." Amen. "And had the keys of hell and of death." Amen. John the Revelator. John the Beloved. Praise God. He was there. He realized his own insignificance. Praise God. He was on the Isle of Patmos for his wife. And he was there because he was worshiping and he was giving God glory. But he was preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, for punishment, they stuck him on the Isle of Patmos. They didn't put him out there, praise God. And where I get him away from everybody. And everybody would be away from him. And he'd have no hope. He'd have no confidence. His mindset would change. And in just a little while, he'd be a mumbling idiot without any help or any hope. But praise God, I want to tell you, that's not what happened to John. He realized his own insignificance out there on the island, praise God. But he realized the significance and the power of God Almighty. And he fell down at his feet. He said, "God, I'm nothing, but you're everything." And then the Lord Jesus, praise God, by power of God, reached down with that hand of power, and he touched him. As John's there at his feet, praise God, he's done realized and convicting power of a holy God, just how insignificant he is. Praise God, how significant God is. Amen. How significant God is. He realized who he was. And the Lord said, "Fear not, for I am the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending," praise God. He said, "You don't have to be distraught. You don't have to be dismayed. Praise God, I am the God of glory. And I'm right." He said, "I'm right here with you." Amen. They said, "Don't matter what you're going through, He will be there with you." Amen. Just call upon His name. Praise God, and He'll be there. He said, "I am that ego of me," in Hebrew, "ego of me." He said, "I am He that liveth and was dead, And behold, I'm alive forevermore. So he rose up in that resurrection power. Praise God. He said, listen, John, that same power that I have is the same power I give to you. I was dead, but now I'm alive, praise God. You were dead in your trespasses and sins, but praise God, now you're alive in the spirit of renewal. Bless his holy name. Amen. John comes out there shouting. He said, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Praise God. He so told John, he said, hey, your own insignificance. He said, but don't let that get you down. Don't let that disturb you. Praise God. You may be insignificant to the world. They may have cast you over here by yourself. I got you out of the way. But glory, hallelujah, they didn't know that they put you right in the way. Because I want you to write this pinner down in the volume of a book. It'll be called the book of Revelation, the book of the revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to write her down. I want you to pin her down. I want you to put her down. Praise God, so that people will know. Praise God, how much you love me and how much I loved you. Praise God. Even in your insignificance, you are very significant in the eye of God. Just like you and I, praise God, we may be insignificant in this world. We may be insignificant in our own sight, in our own mindset. But praise God, I want to tell you that you are very significant in the eyes of God. Praise the Lord, you're somebody, praise God, he glories over. Amen. You as a born-again believer are somebody that God would glory and rejoice over tonight. Praise God. So we see it takes it, but it took these fellows, it took all these people get to the point they realized their own insignificance. They've convicted of their own insignificance. Praise God, they can begin to see the significance of God. How real he was. How real he is. And how real he's going to be. Amen. We ain't seen nothing yet. Because God Almighty is on the throne and he's doing marvelous things. He's preparing some things now. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I've got to go away. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter. Amen. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. So you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. We're not, so I told you. But he said, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Amen. John chapter 14. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. When the devil tells you, when the world tells you that you're just insignificant, you don't really matter. Amen. You just look them between beak and bill, Brother Bob, and say, yeah, I know. I come to myself one day and realize how insignificant I was in this world. But then I saw Jesus high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple of my soul. And the sweet Spirit of God and the smoke of the Spirit. Praise God, enveloped that place. It was running out. It was running out the doors. It was running out the windows. It was coming out the roof, praise God. The Holy Ghost of God was everywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, I got plumb beside myself. Glory to God. I told you tonight, I got saved, praise God. I went down, there's no rotten, dirty sinner. I come about up there, I come out of there walking about that high. I believe, I like old Peter, I believe he could have walked on water, Brother Jeff. If it had been a big pond there, I might have tried it. Amen. Praise God. I realized God Almighty done something for me. My old insignificant self, praise God, and through that Holy Ghost conviction, convicted me of my sins and showed me I was an old sinner in need of a Savior. And I, like old Isaiah, praise God, I confess my sins. Praise God, and I just got in, and Lord got in on me. Lord cleansed me from my sins. Praise God, gave me a new direction, a new path, and new leadership. Amen. That one who was of uttermost significance became the Lord of my life. What about you? Is he the Lord of your life tonight? You know who Jesus is? Praise God. Ain't you glad you're saved? Praise his holy name. Because he come to us one day and told us, praise God, that showed us. We saw the Lord, like Isaiah. And then we saw ourselves. We saw ourselves in the presence of God of glory. In all his majesty. Amen. We realized our own insignificance. But we reckoned unto the power of God. Amen. And we saw him high and lifted up. Amen. And Isaiah would say it like this. I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Amen. The seraphims was giving him praise, singing, "Holy, holy, holy," continually around the throne of grace. Amen. You said, "Preacher, I believe that'd get old and aggravating after a while." No, it wouldn't. Amen. Because every time they say it, praise God, it just gets bigger and better. One says it in excitement, the other one repeats it, and another one says it again, praise God. Holy, holy, holy. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. We ought to be saying, "Holy, holy, holy." Bless His holy name, amen. Because of our insignificance, praise God, and His significance, we come to the realization, praise God, that we're just old sinners in need of a Savior. The Lord says, "Isaiah, who'll go?" He said, "Somebody needs to go." Amen. It wasn't a commandment. It was just a voice, a questioning voice. And Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me." Amen. It won't always be easy. Isaiah said, "Well, Lord, how long am I going to have to do this? Been in this a while, and don't seem like nobody's paying any attention." Amen. He said, "Well, just keep preaching." He said, "How long?" He said, "To the world's out of habitation. There ain't nobody left." Amen. He said, "But there'll be a remnant. There'll be people that'll listen." Amen. There'll be a tenth. "But yet in it shall a tenth, and it shall return." Praise God. Verse 13. So he said, don't give up. Don't give in. When we realize our insignificance, praise God, that's when we just begin to realize how magnificent God is. How good God is. How God can help us when we don't have the power to help ourselves. God's still on the throne. He's still, praise God, even though worldly leaders come and go, and they will, a lot of them. Amen. But God Almighty, He's the same yesterday and forever. He changes not. And we can put our faith and trust in Him tonight. Amen. But when we realize our own insignificance, amen, and the power and might of a holy God, then we can begin to be like Isaiah and see Him high and lifted up to that lofty place that He desires to be, longs to be, in the hearts and the minds of His people. I tell you what, when you realize that, it changes everything. It changes you want to, and it changes you go yonder, changes your abilities. Amen. We start realizing that we're not able, but He is. That we don't have the talent, but He does. Amen. I begrudge some of you, these folks that can sing and play the piano and stuff like that. Well, I tell you, I'm not able to do a whole lot of that at all. But boy, I still tell you I love Jesus. I can tell you how much I love Him, and I tell you how much He loves you. Amen. And we get to singing together and praising together and worshiping together and just realizing that all together. Praise God, because we realize through the convicting power of the Holy Spirit our insignificance and His magnificence, because He is the God of glory. Amen. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Ain't you glad you know that? Praise God, when the molly grubs and the old devil comes along and those that come along and try to discourage you, praise God, you don't have to be discouraged, because you say, you know what? You may say all that you want to, but Jesus still loves me. Jesus is here with me. He promised to always be with me. And He promised to always help me. Praise God. When you got that, you got everything. All your insignificance is gone. And the magnificence of God is ever present. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? That's the way He designed it to be. When we put self aside and we pick up the Lord, pick up the glory of God, and begin to magnify Him with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. Talk about Him. Amen. When we're rising up and when we're lying down, when we're sitting at the table, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, if you put your cell phone down for just a minute, you'd be surprised what the Lord would do to you, what He'd show you. Amen. How He'd communicate with you. Praise His holy name. He's still doing that. Amen. He's still doing that. He still wants to do that. We just got to want to let Him. Amen.